Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Thinking about a little red, red wine. You know why? Because the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce's Art and Wine Festival has been rescheduled for this Sunday. We got rained out over the weekend, unfortunately, but Jessica Simpson, the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, is here to tell us all about what is going to be happening this weekend.
Take two.
She was on the show a couple weeks ago promoting the last weekend, and I felt for you. I really did. Oh. I've sat in her shoes when you're watching the weather forecast like a hawk.
That's right.
And you're sitting there going, 30%, 90%, 70%, 40%. And you just think, should I cancel? Not cancel. It's just the worst feeling, isn't it?
And then you like re-explain to yourself what it means, 30%. Oh, it's a 30%. No, that means 30% of our area.
Correct.
So
it's not
which
necessary
area?
A guarantee. Yeah.
And then we all become weather people.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like whose app is best or whose app says it's going to be the best. But then should we listen to that? It's a mentally draining time.
Absolutely. But you made the right call.
And then when you make the call, which we did on Thursday to reschedule, you go from hoping it doesn't rain to hoping it downpours.
now you want to drop
I
a
hope
storm.
There's a hurricane. No one's not coming. So then everyone thinks you're the smartest person in the room.
I did it one year when we called off the boat parade and it was supposed to be 90% and it was beautiful
that
night. And I was horrified. It was like, you know, it happens. But here's the good news. It's a fabulous event. You've done all this planning and it takes a lot of work to move it. But the good news is that it sounds like you have a lot of the same artists are going to be participating. So tell us everything that's happening and the dates and times this Sunday.
Yes, and the new Pensacola Beach Art and Wine Fest is Sunday, May 17th, and it's from 12 to 5. The arts festival is open and free to the public. Our wine tastings and food tastings and everything that's included with your tastings happens from 2 to 5 during that time. So previously we were on a Saturday. We have moved to a Sunday. Lots of things going on at the beach, so fitting in our date and time and having good weather is a little bit of a challenge. We've got permitting to redo and volunteers to redo, but we do have most of our artists, a large majority of them came back. And
great.
The ones that didn't, unfortunately, we have already filled those spaces.
Oh, excellent. So you still have what, 35? 40. 40
yep.
artists.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Still have those guys coming and our distributors are all coming. It was actually seamless, you know, when you decide to move a date, you sort of put it out there, okay, if we go to this date, who would be available? Because obviously everybody signed on for a particular date. And so it was fairly seamless. Everybody was available for Sunday the 17th. So that made that decision easy.
Good.
And then it was just a matter of all the back end stuff that needs to be redone. So we are looking forward to Sunday 12 to 5. It's still in both locations.
So where are the locations?
Still at the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk and the Gulfside Pavilion.
How fun.
You can park in either parking lot and you'll be close to one of our entrances, two entrances. And then make your way over to the other side once you've finished that side. And it should be a beautiful day. I mean, there's sun from now till September.
So there you go.
We're looking forward to Sunday.
Great. So the neat thing about this is that you have expanded it this year. Typically, it's always been kind of contained onto the boardwalk. And you have music that'll be playing there at the show,
yes,
right?
Yes, both entertainers were available. Storm Folk is a local folky, bluesy band that will be at the Gulfside Pavilion from 1 to 5.
Excellent.
Then DJ Salty will be at the Shell from 12 to 5. So yeah, those were lots of things that I foresaw a lot of change when we changed the date, but
it's all working out.
No,
so
yeah, we're looking
be.
Forward to it. Yep.
Excellent.
It should look very much the same.
Excellent. So you can go and start at the boardwalk. You walk around, you see all the artists and you take advantage of some of the food opportunities and you also have the merchants there. So the stores will be open, I'm sure.
That's correct.
You've got DJ Salty playing the music.
That's right.
And then you can walk over to the pavilion and see even more artists, correct?
That
are going to be over there.
More
and
artists, more tastings.
More music.
Yes,
I
and
love
more music.
It.
Yes.
I love this idea.
We've had a lot of, our beach is very popular. So when it comes to parking, having it on one side of the road on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk side made parking. Sometimes I parked far away. So we thought if we expanded to both sides, then we could just in general make the festival larger, and you could park anywhere and be close to one side.
I love it. Okay, we're talking with Jessica Simpson all about the Pensacola Beach Chambers Art and Wine Festival that's been moved now to this Sunday, May 17th at the beach, 12 to 5. Right. And then I want to hear about this special. So it's free to the public, so you can just go. However, there's also a ticket you can get that I think if you don't get the ticket, you're really missing out. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so the ticket gets you the option of trying all of our tastings. So that includes wine, seltzers, and some spirits. Mm-hmm. There are 25 tasting tents.
Wow.
Yep. And then those are just wine, spirit, and seltzers.
Wow. That's a lot.
There are 7 food tasting tents. So you'll have an option to taste. They're on both sides of the road, split up in a variety of ways. And so you'll have an option to get some food bites along with your wine or seltzer or spirit tastings. In addition to, we'll have a coffee tent. So there's some coffee tastings
Yay.
In there as well.
Okay. Yes. So how much is the tasting ticket?
The tasting ticket is $75. Mm-hmm. And it's for those 3 hours, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And the good news is the festival's open to the public. So if you, your significant other doesn't drink or doesn't want to partake, they're still welcome to walk with you.
Oh, yeah.
You move freely throughout the festival. You'll just have a wristband on to identify if you are in with the tastings.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yep. Okay.
And they also come with a photo booth on both sides, so you'll have some options with your wristband to take some fun photos, and that comes with it.
Well, there'll be more fun after the wine tasting.
Yeah, perhaps. I will be done at 5 p.m. Please stay around the beach and get some dinner.
Yes,
enjoy the
go.
Sunset. I haven't looked, but perhaps now that we're on a Sunday, there might be a Blues flyover.
Usually they're typical flyover when they're flying home, right?
That's right. Always a good thing about Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening on the beach.
Yeah. Well, we've got other things happening on the beach. So tonight is
Tuesday.
Fans on the beach.
The fans on the beach, yes.
So that'll be fun. That starts at 7 o'clock. You've been getting some good crowds for that lately.
Yeah, it's a popular thing. I enjoy it. We enjoy telling our visitors about it in the visitor center where we are housed. So it's always a fun day when it's Tuesday because we know there's a fun community feel coming with some great music. So
that's always good. Yep. And then you have the blues rehearsals occasionally that on during the week, right?
Yep, blues practice during the week, normally Tuesday and Wednesday. You can't see them from the core part of the island where the air show takes place. You'd have to go out to Fort Pickens where you can see them, but it's a great time to watch them or get on a dolphin cruise to see them.
Yeah, because I know some of them try to time it just right.
That's correct.
And I was on a dolphin cruise once and we got buzzed.
having nothing to do with the Art and Wine Fest, but having everything to do with Blue Angels.
That's right. There you go. And we can talk about that, too, because that's a big event that y'all do as well coming up in July. But right now, we're here to talk about the Art and Wine Festival. So if you have any questions about that, just text them on in at 850-437-1620. Jessica Simpson is here. She's the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. And maybe you have some other questions about the beach. I know she can handle it. So we're going to come back right after the break with Jessica to talk more about the Art and Wine Festival right here on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm here with Jessica Simpson. She's the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. So excited to hear that you didn't have to cancel the Art and Wine Festival because of the rain, but you just rescheduled it.
That's correct. Postponed, moved the date. Yes.
Okay, so there might be some folks that are just tuning in on their way to work or maybe taking a quick break here. Tell us again the new dates and times and all about it.
Yep, so the Pensacola Beach Art and Wine Festival is taking place this weekend on Sunday from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's free and open to the public. There is a wine tasting ticket that you can purchase that happens from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., and it features wine, seltzers, spirits. There's also food bites that come with that ticket price. Ticket prices are $75, and you can get tickets at our website, which is PensacolaBeachChamber.com.
So the cool thing is the festival's free in both locations at the Gulfside Pavilion and on the boardwalk, but you can pay extra to participate in the wine tastings and the food tastings.
Correct. Okay. And there are multiple tents at the on the boardwalk side, and then you make your way over to the Gulfside Pavilion on the Gulf side where there are more tents there.
Okay, so when we talk about Art and Wine Festival, so what about the art? You have 40 vendors that are coming in. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a sense of some of the different types of art?
Absolutely. So there's acrylic painting, there's mixed media art, which can look a lot like painting, but it's some sort of clay or texture or something they put on the canvas. There's also handmade jewelry, whether that be wire jewelry or clay jewelry. We've got a couple of those. Leatherworks is a big
those
one.
Those are always good, yeah.
Those are some of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Actually, one of our Leatherworks artists is also a chef by trade. So
oh, really?
At his artist booth, he will be featuring his leatherworks and his culinary arts.
Oh, wow. That's
great. Chase Aarons, he's also with 30A Eats. So he'll be featuring a gorgonzola and fig flatbread as his bite.
Okay, I'm there.
I know, it's so good. And then our friends from Senior Frogs will be on both sides of the island with Mexican street corn, their churros if you haven't had them. Pensacola Beach Resort will offer some food bites, which will be shrimp salad and chicken salad and phyllo dough cups. Casino Beach Bar will have shrimp and grits bites. And then last one, Sugar Daddy Donuts, will have a variety of their donuts as bites that comes with your ticket price. So not only will you taste those wine, seltzers, and spirits, those particular food bites that I talked about will be part of your ticket as well.
Okay, so let's get to the wine part of the event.
Yes.
So now the wines, local wines, or are they important? Where are we getting the wines from?
All over. So our friends at Kelly's Beach Liquors curate that wine list with some of their major distributors, but also some of their smaller distributors. So we've got some smaller distributed wines from places like Jackson Family Wines and the Wine Group. Also, Vintage Distribution is one of ours. And then some of the ones you're familiar with, Republic National Distributing Company. Let's see, Gallo Wines is under RNDC. Breakthrough Beverage will be there. And then we've got Signature.
So you're going to have reds and whites and sparklings.
And bubbles and all of the things. They curate a good list. And so you can sort of go through the flight at each tent that they have. What is it? Start with the reds and end with the bubbles. There's a way to do it. I am not the expert. Just fill my cup.
And order the Uber.
Exactly.
Stay for dinner afterwards.
Right. You can always stay at our lodging partner, which is the Pensacola Beach Resort. Listen, we got it all figured out.
And then stay for the weekend.
That's right. If you have to park somewhere other than our two main parking lots, we've got golf carts that work for tips on the island that can bring you into the core part. And it should be a lovely day.
And you have the beach trolleys are running now too, correct?
They will be running, yes.
That's right.
During our event. Yep, they start at 2 o'clock on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So
great, okay.
You can jump on a trolley and head. That has not been a thing in the past. You can jump on a trolley and head to the Art and Wine Fest. Thanks for bringing that up.
I try to keep up, even though I'm not out there full time anymore. I still try to keep up. I love Pensacola Beach. It's amazing what the chamber does. And people don't realize that this little chamber is so volunteer. Oriented because we have two full-time people on staff.
That's correct.
Doing all of this.
That's right. So we've got a couple part-timers that help out, but two full-time.
So between you and Christine Brewster, who is a VP of membership, then we have Jack, who's the manager out there, and then you have a couple of other people that are there. But without the ambassadors and our volunteers that help with the Beach Chamber, I'm not sure that we could accomplish anything.
We could not. So we have got great volunteers. We call them ambassadors, and they work the visitor center, 3-hour shifts each day, and get to welcome our visitors and talk about our great places out there on the island and off the island, but they also volunteer at all of our events.
Which is great. And if you're interested,
you can always call us. Don't get too excited. If you want to be a volunteer, please come.
You think I still work there.
We love you. We love them. It's a great community, and we would love to have you. Just call us at the Visitor Center or visit our website.
And speaking of the Visitor Center, I always want to put a plug in for locals to get out there and see the Visitor Center right on Pensacola Beach. You can't miss it. It's right there. It's the building on the stilts. And a lot of folks say to me, but I've never been in there. You've got to go in there. It's a fabulous resource, and they're open every day.
Yes. That's right. We can understand why you haven't been in there. You're not a visitor if you're a local, but we know that you have visitors at America's Best Beach. I'm sure people come to visit you all the time. So please take advantage of coming in the Visitor Center and seeing all the resources, pull all the menus that we have and get to know all the activities. It's a very lively, fun, uplifting place to be.
Absolutely. So between the two of you doing all of these events, so you have the Art and Wine Festival, which is this weekend.
Yes.
And then what's coming up next on your plate?
A few things on our plate. Yep. So actually, tonight, in addition to, we just talked about bands on the beach, but right before that, we have business after hours.
Oh, that's tonight. That's right.
As a chamber, we do regular member networking things, and business after hours is tonight from 5:30 to 7 at Senior Frogs, and then you can head to Bands on the Beach.
Well, one of the cool things about the Pensacola Beach Chamber is that all their business after hours are at local restaurants and bars,
which
is really pretty special, because I promise you, they go all out to welcome chamber members.
They do, and it's a comfortable place for it. Informal networking, grab yourself
a drink and get to know who's around you.
So go to the business after hours from 5 to 7 and just walk across the street and you'll be there for Bands on the Beach.
That's right. Great parking that early as well.
Very good. Talking with Jessica Simpson all about things that are happening with the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. We're going to come back in just a couple minutes, but if you've got a question about the Art and Wine Festival or anything beach related, just text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Jessica Simpson. She's the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, all about the Art and Wine Festival, which has been rescheduled for this weekend.
Woohoo!
Yay!
We're all so excited about it.
I am. I'm going to be there. It's going to be a blast.
Full 2 weeks of planning now.
Yes, right? Bless your heart.
Yes.
People don't realize it takes a long time to put these events together.
Oh, man. And then 3 days to change it all.
Yeah. But you did it, and it's happening.
Sunday.
Give us the times and places again.
Certainly. This Sunday, May 17th, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., is the Pensacola Beach Art and Wine Festival. You can get tickets online at our website, PensacolaBeachChamber.com. It happens on the beach in two locations this year, on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk and at the Gulfside Pavilion.
Okay, so if you have any questions or any concerns or you want to get more information, you can always go to their website, PensacolaBeachChamber.com. And what's the number there? Because the visitor center, the chamber number's there, mm-hmm. and you can ask questions too if you have visitors coming in. They're always available to answer your questions.
That's right. Easy call to 850-932-1500. So okay. 932-1500.
And do they have the visitor guide out yet? Has that come out, the new one?
Yes, they are out.
Oh,
they've
good.
Been out since spring break.
Excellent.
Yes, all updated information.
And so you can stop and buy and get a copy of that as well.
That's correct. So lots of information.
Lots of information for you. Well, I'm looking forward. I can't wait to see the artists. There's so many different artists that are going to be there. Are you going to have some photographers there too?
Yes, we do. We've got some of our wonderful photographers that are here usually each year. Andy Correo with Correo
Photography. Yes, he's very good.
And then Draco One Images has been with us for a few years. So, mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is always great because they have great beach photography and usually a few nice Blue Angels
yep,
shots.
Yep, I was going to say it. Blue Angels photography as well.
No, there you go. So a great opportunity. You can take the kids, the family out there. It's free for everybody. Mm-hmm. But the special thing I think this year is you have two locations.
That's
now.
Right. And then the festival is free from 12 to 5, but the tastings are a $75 ticket from 2 to 5. And with that ticket, you get a nice little souvenir bag and a wristband. Our tasting brochure that goes with all the tasting tents, and then your own souvenir wine glass that comes
nice.
With that.
Oh, nice. Yes. Very good.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's what you'll taste from, the wine glass, when you go around to all of our 25 tasting tents.
Wow.
They'll recognize you by your wristband, your souvenir bag, and your tasting glass.
Very nice. So where do I go to get the ticket for the tasting?
So you would go online to our website, PensacolaBeachChamber.com. You can find it there under events. You'll find Art and Wine Festival, and you can see the full lineup of entertainment and a link to the tickets.
Perfect. So that's happening this Sunday, 12 to 5 on the beach. You're not going to be able to miss it.
That's right.
And then if you want to get warmed up, tonight is the business after hours.
Yes.
So go to that because this chamber is doing so much and it's just a great group. I'm totally biased having been there a little while myself, but it's a great group of people, great networking. And the event again tonight is the business after hours.
Yep. Business after hours is at Senior Frogs. So we're just doing a little Cinco de Mayo sort of extension with our friends at Gulf Coast Insurance. So
oh, great.
They are the
Mary
sponsors.
Jordan and Company.
Yep, Mary
okay.
Jordan. You'll hear from them and you'll meet all of our fellow chamber members and anybody who's a potential member. So if you are a member, bring someone tonight. And if you just want to see what we're about, feel free to join us. Your first drink is free.
Well, how about that?
Well, it's not free for Mary Jordan at Gulf Coast Insurance. She's going to cover your first drink.
There you go.
So come on and say thank you, Mary.
That's why we love our sponsors.
That's right.
And then you can go right from there to Advance on the Beach.
That's
tonight
right.
At 7.
Tonight at 7.
Jessica, I know how busy you are this week. I so appreciate coming this morning to get us caught up on everything that's happening. Can't wait for Sunday for the Art and Wine Festival. It's going to be great.
It's almost here.
It's almost here.
Again.
Okay. Go to PensacolaBeachChamber.com to find out more. Thanks again. We'll have you back to talk about all the stuff coming up. Pretty soon.
After that. Thank you.
Okay, sweet. Thank you so much. This is Pep Talk.